The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson at KGLA Algona and Joe Benedict at the Keokuk Daily Gate City. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right. Thank you very much, Senator. A few weeks ago, you had a chance to participate in a roundtable discussion that Congressman Feenster was a part of as well, talking about the Farm Bill with some producers and farmers here in Northwest Iowa. And I guess, as you've been on about, I guess, what are some of the things that farmers have tried to relate to you with regards to the Farm Bill and as that negotiation heats up?
Yeah. Besides the Farm Bill, I'll start with one thing that always comes up from farmers, and that is the fact that this administration is not moving ahead on free trade agreements. When it comes to the Farm Bill, it's a case of farmers wanting to make sure that we maintain a strong crop insurance program. Secondly, would be wanting some changes to the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, and then the last thing would be more money for agricultural research. Let me give you a fourth one because it comes up a little bit. More money for selling our agriculture products overseas, market promotion, in other words. Okay, Joe?
All right, here in Keokuk, our hospital is closing down at the end of the week. I don't know if anyone's reached out to you about that. If they have, are there any programs that could help Keokuk get 24-hour care?
Oh, yes. Reach out to us going back a year when they thought it was might happen, and now that it's happened, they've been in touch with me and Nick and my staff on a regular basis. I hope they're able to make use of the rural emergency hospital program that I got passed in December of 2020. The regulation should be out pretty soon, and I hope Keokuk can make use of that, and they would be able to maintain a lot of the programs that they have at the hospital, particularly for emergency care. I think they're giving some consideration to that, but that's what they told my staff. But I don't know whether or not they can actually make application until the regulations are out yet, and that's supposed to be in December. Back to Brian.
Yeah, Senator, last week the Senate kind of reauthorized or passed an extension on a law that you helped write back in 2018 regarding people with autism and Alzheimer's who go missing and helping people try and find them, that sort of thing. Can you talk a little bit about that law and, I guess, how the extension now will help people going forward?
Yeah. Well, it's a simple extension. So the way the bill's been working since I first got it passed, it will continue to work the same way, and it's one of these things where people that have autism or Alzheimer's tend to roam and lost track of. So we got this alert system, so people can be immediately alerted when they go missing, and particularly in the case of autism, they seem to be attracted to water and can drowned easy, and we named the bill, the first name of the bill is named after a boy in southwestern Iowa that died from drowning as a result of his autism. So we want the couple things the bill tries to accomplish. One is hook it into the alert system so that police, emergency management people, other people are alerted to the missing person. And secondly, it gives a lot of grants to states to educate people on how to be aware of these problems. Joe?
All right, looks like Iowan Alexis Taylor is heading to the Department of Ag. What do you think she'll bring to the department?
She's gonna bring a lot of Iowa experience in agriculture, which is so essential to this administration's trade policies. There's not enough people in Washington understand family farming the same way Alexis does. And she'll come there and speak up for the marketing of agricultural products and export. And don't forget that we export about one-third of our agricultural production, so obviously it's very essential that we have somebody that understands family farming. One thing that's finally being done by this administration is they're getting the third highest position in the Department of Agriculture, which deals with trade, finally getting it filled. But the fact that it's 20 months into a new administration hasn't been done shows that they aren't giving agriculture the proper attention that it deserves when it comes to trade. And now maybe they're finally getting people lined up like Alexis that can get something done in that area. Badly needed. Back to Brian.
Yeah, Senator, I guess it's a little over a month away until Election Day. I know that you are going to be debating Admiral Franken here in the next few weeks, but do you think it's a mistake? There's a lot of candidates out there that don't want to debate their opponents. Do you think that's a mistake if you don't step in front of a microphone in front of your constituents?
I always have debated my opponents, and I think they're key to making sure that every voter has an opportunity to compare. You can do a lot of comparison, but not quite as effectively as you can when they're standing side by side. Joe?
All right. And with Roe versus Wade being overturned, a lot of people said, well, what's wrong with letting the states decide? But now there seems to be a push towards a national abortion ban. Is that something you support?
No, I do not support it because it's been returned by the states under our Constitution to the states to decide. It's better to have elected representatives of the people make that decision as opposed to unelected judges making that decision. And as a result, that should be decided at the state level. Brian?
Yeah, Senator, I guess maybe talk about what your campaign is going to be doing over the next month, obviously. You got, like I said, about 6 weeks till Election Day. What's your campaign going to be doing between now and then?
Oh, we're going to travel Iowa extensively. We're going to also continue to raise money, have dialogue with as many constituents as we can. I've already done my 99-county tour. Finish that by Labor Day, so I have a chance to go to various parts of the state and do that. And I want to earn the votes of Iowans, and you have to work hard to do that, and I intend to work hard. I assume that almost every day of the week I'm going to be out on the campaign trail. One thing that I don't know for sure, and we will know probably by the end of this week, we were supposed to be in session the second and third week of October. There's some talk now that we won't be. I hope we won't be because I would like to be in Iowa campaigning. But if we're in session, I'm going to be in session. Joe, you're going to have the last question.
All right. I got an email from your office about a biochar project. Can you tell me a little bit about that? And would it bring, some manufacturing to Iowa for that, or
there's a lot of research going on in Iowa State in biochar, and it's not fully developed yet or fully researched yet, but there's it seems to have a good future for sequestration of carbon. And it also seems to make it easier to grow crops with less fertilizer. So these are the things that we're planning on. Thank you guys all for cooperating on this meeting. And I'm in a cell phone in the car, and I guess everything worked. So thank you both very much. Goodbye.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Brian and Joe, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.